Okay, today's Kabura will be on Chin Lama Gimel. Sort of like just a fundamental Yisaitis, Chin Lama Gimel. A lot of Dvarim Pshutim, the Eilim probably knows. I guess my job is to be misadered a little bit and Ein Medrash Balei Chiddush. The Gemara 9 Vavim Mibayis says, Balabais, who's Mata the Poyalim, Eilim Zeazeh Ela Tarumis. The Din Tarumis. What is this Din Tarumis? So the Talmud of Rashba, the end of Ein Vav Amud Beis, says it's a Kol Gadol B'chol Mokum that says Tarumis and these Inyanim. It means that it's Roy L'Shalom in Midas Chasidus. There's an Inyan Midas Chasidus to pay to avoid this Din Tarumis. Pasha Pshat, he got it from the Mishnah and Gemara we had by Eino and Beis by Mat Beis. That over there, the same idea. The Mishnah says that is Tarumis. And in Midas Chasidus he should pay. So you see that Terumis and Midas Chasidus immediately tali zebazen. The Maise is the Shach, at the end of Sivkot Na'alev brings a different Nafkamina. I'd rather not get into it. But if you're looking for more Nafkaminas besides obviously the Rashi over there in Hazov, there's also Chubis Ma'ashag and Chelik Beis, Simen Nun Gimel, who has an interesting Nafkamina, what the Maile of Terumis is. Alright, but let's get into the meat of things. What is this Din Terumis? What's the reason why this Terumis? And really it's Machlik. Hatu Yisrael Salanta. If you're allowed to have terumis, yeah, good. And a chenami, but he has an afkamina. Mashak says that maybe you'll be able to do certain passive forms of nakama because of these terumis. A big chiddush. Right. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. All right. Now, what the machloek is showing him in the din of terumis? What's the siba of this terumis? Toisis. Other Rishonim in the Balei HaTosfos hold that the reason why they are terumis here is because of the Tircha, the Rosh. Other Rishonim, it's because of the Tircha. And Tosfos says, anyone have a Tosfos? All right, Tosfos says, "Keshachoyzeboy oid yimsu l'stake v'yesh terumis she'ato lo yimsu elai dei Tirech." That right now, before I was able to get a job, and enech nami now I could still get the job. Just now, it's going to be. But just but now you're only going to have it with tircha. So he holds that the din tarumis is solely because of tircha. That's it. If you have tircha, this tarumis. And who are din zakter rosh? That if there was already hochu, and for some reason you could still find malacha, and the chacham would be the exact same malacha. There's no chilik really in lamdis whether it's hochu or loy hochu. Loy hochu is just urcha demilsa loy hochu. You could still find malacha, but in the chacham even by hochu you could still find malacha. There will be a din tarumis, and a din tarumis taka will be because it is tairach. So the shach and sivkat aleph says very nicely, he establishes that if the whole din of tarumis is because of tairach, vaystoyis, if you'll have a case that there's no tairach. And the chnami, it won't be a din tarumis. Someone backs out of a slot in a babysit group or whatever it is, in a play group, and she did her advertising already. She's not looking actively, proactively to find other people. People are just calling in. So then, could be that's together that there's no tarech at all, and it would not be a din tarumis. As I comes out of the shach, that hayoyis, the whole din here, tarumis, is because of tarech. So when there's no tarech, there's no din tarumis. To have to check out. If you have to check out, so maybe the way, you know, it's obviously it takes some time. You have to also talk to the parent and tell all the rules. But basically, it has to be something significant considered Tarek. What the Agdar is, I don't know. I guess I call it if you raise any Adayin. Excuse me. Okay, so now here's a Pasha Chayla. Just, I need help just understanding what's going on. And Taisa is a simple shayla, it's meizim b'chayim, and we need to get this klar. What happens if, we're talking about like a Mexican type, you're sitting on Clifton Avenue for a couple of hours or whatever it is, and yeah, after a couple of hours, someone pick you up. Now, let's say on the average, just use the mantra, on the average it takes an hour to be picked up. Okay, so you were picked up, you're not a Mexican, but you were picked up, and now you're going, and then I decide, you know what, I don't need you, forget it, go back to Clifton Avenue. So now you went back to Clifton Avenue, and you're going to spend another hour getting to be picked up, right? So I understand, Letzman the Pollock, I understand that if it's more difficult to get hired now, because let's say at 8 o'clock in the morning, it's mamish, every minute someone's stopping to pick you up. But at 10 in the morning, you know, it takes every 10 minutes for someone to come by. So understand, I caused you more tairach than you otherwise would have needed to make. But let's assume I just put you back on Clifton Avenue, And now you're going to wait like you would have waited till then. Let's assume that the zmanim of being picked up, the chances and the odds and the tercha of being picked up, is the exact same as it was before. Yes, it takes tercha. It takes tercha. But it's no difference from before to now. Is that considered tayrak, that there should be a din terumis? Or what tayrak? Avadi you have tayrak, but you would have had the tayrak before I picked you up also. So I wasn't going to any more tayrak. Do you need more tayrak? Well, if I picked him up, you have to know how it is. If I wouldn't have picked him up in Lumdis, if I wouldn't have picked him up, he would have still be waiting there till the next opportunity. So I don't know, whenever the next opportunity is, the next time his own comes by. So I put him back, he'll wait the same 17 extra minutes to get that next opportunity. Whatever it is, I wasn't giving him any more tircha. I caused him tircha, he had a job by me, he didn't have to do this tircha, and because I backed out, he has to do this tircha. But it's no more tircha than it was before. Let's say you have to find out about parents of the baby, of the children you're bringing into your playground. You would have had to find that out anyway. I didn't cause you any more tircha. That tircha you had anyway. So is that considered enough tayrach to be considered to remove? So it's not tayrach b'chol. It would have been done anyway. Sorry? Oh, very good. Excellent. So I want to be medayik. Vaiseisen Taisis, he has an extra important word. Taisis says, and I quote, if until now you had the same Torah, even though I caused you this Torah again, but I caused you to revisit this Torah, you would not have a Din Terumis. The only Din Terumis is because something was in Schadish now, that because I held you back, now you're going to have to take Torah to find the Malacha. Till then, it was a breeze to find Malacha, but now, would like to, very good, Mendy. So it comes out, from Taisis, that it should come out that without any extra tircha, even though you are doing tircha, but it's the same tircha you would have had to do before, there will not be a din terumis, as they should come out. However, if you look in the Taisis Rosh leaves out that word ata. And if you look in the Rosh, it could be even a little more forceful. The Rosh's lashon is, he doesn't say because there's more tarech now. Bishula tarech, as if to say, well, if you have to do tarech now, there's already ground for tarumis. In Svara, don't hear that. In Svara, I hear Mendy's way much better. It's because the tarumis is because I did you in, I caused you a tircha. If you had to do that tircha anyway, where is that cause of tarumis? I didn't cause you any tircha, you had to do that anyway. So what's wrong?
Like you were saying, if you did a tircha, you got the job.
It doesn't say in the Rosh because he's going to have to do extra tircha. Let me back up. I don't mean to say that the Rosh is a raya not like this. I'm just saying that mistimis divrei Rosh, one could suggest otherwise, and maybe he should have said, and the Torah uses the Lashon Rosh. Oh, so why aren't you saying you got my hopes up? Yeah, so got my hopes up doesn't work in Taisis. Got my hopes up doesn't work in Taisis because the Rosh says that had I not had been able to get a job till now, and I hired you, and now I let you down, and I dropped you like a hot potato, and you can't find more malachas, the Rosh is no terumis. Because the whole terumis is bishvila tarek. The Rosh doesn't care about you're up and down the roller coaster in hopes, and you sought to profit. That's not the ikat terumis like taisis. The Rosh, the valet taisis, is bishvil atayrek, and not to take out. That's what the shak says. If there's no tayrek, then it's, I mean, with these levels. So here too, if there's no extra tayrek, lechayer, there shouldn't be grounds for terumis, as I should come out in the shitas rishonim. All right, and like I said, that the Rosh holds that in Shitas HaToysis, Hayos HaDin is Tayrach, so if it was B'mokum that you wouldn't have had another job, and you still would not have another job, then and there's no Tayrach, there's nothing for you to do, and Echanami, it's Mutul Lechachil, it's not even Terumis. It's fine, no problem. So it comes out, like the Toysis, the Ballet Toysis, Terumis is Bishvil HaTayrach, because you have to try to get another job, but if I'm not getting another job anyway, there's no Terumis. Okay, that's what comes out in this Shita. The Ramban holds Pungfaket. The Ramban mamish mikotze el kotze. The Ramban says that our whole sugya of the Gemara is talking about where you couldn't have gotten another job and you still can't get another job. And there is terumis b'chai gavna. And if it be hochu, he has a kinin, like we'll see later on. But that's enough grounds for terumis. And what's Pshat in the Ramban? There's no Tircha. So if I say it's in the Ramban, you have to say something along these lines, that the Din Terumis is like this. You got my hopes up. I was seeing to profit. I was already counting on that money. I saw that I had the opportunity to be Marvich with my Maisi Adayim. And now you drop me. So that disappointment is the cause of Terumis. You could say maybe a drop different, that the terumis is because of your mechus amana, you maftech me a job, and you let me down. Not because of the disappointment on the revach, but you are chayser amana on your commitment to give me the job. All right. Well, the Ramban's talking about we couldn't find meyakara. Right. So lechayer, the Ramban holds. Well, so if it's traitari, like this man says, you get out of the mechus amana, be still terumis. All right, I'd rather not. It's a whole thing. That's why. All right, fine. I just remember Ramban said, "Shine." But let's just, if it's easy for the ilum disappointment, we'll use the disappointment for us. So the Ramban holds it because of the disappointment. That means when I couldn't have gotten another job and I still can't get another job, there will be a din terumis. Nishna Adem, that the Ramban argue on that shtickle, but the Ramban argues in the second shtickle as well. The Ramban brings the Ari Abu Galni and he argues and he says, which is a sort of thesis, not exactly, but sort of thesis, and he says that if I could have gotten another job and I still could get another job, there's no din terumis bechlal. Mamish mikotze or kotze from Tosis. The Ramban holds that the whole terumis is because of the disappointment. But now that you're not disappointed because you could get another job, then it will not be a terumis. Tosis holds that when you're not going for another job, there's no terumis, but going for another job, there's terumis because of the tercha. And Ramban holds faket, that when you're not getting another job, so you have the terumis for the disappointment. But if you are getting another job, there's no more terumis. Everything is fine. Okay, we'll discuss this. Nekuda. Ramban is talking about the Stam case of the Gemara, so you have to know. The Shachrado tries to plug into Ramban Toisis with Torah and not Torah, and it's very nice, but apparently the Shach didn't have the Chedusha Ramban inside. He's only coming from what the Rav Maga quotes, which we'll get to shortly. Okay, fine. Rather, he doesn't ask on Taiz, but he asks on the Ria Bogolni, which is similar to Taiz's. Right. Yeah, okay. I have Bedafka. It's not 100% the same. All right, fine. The Mais is when you get, so it's very Geschmack. So you have Mamish and Machlekes Mikotza Kotza, so you don't know what to do yet. Now, the rumors might be, who knows, a Din de Rabban, and it's not a nice thing. You know, I'll say, it's a rush if you have on all the coolest, but Lagabi this, I'll go like Tosis, Lagabi that, I'll go like the Ramban. When you come to the Mechab Mamish fixes you. He's unbelievable. The Mechab starts off like the Ramban and Tzif Beis. Be'amed v'mamun she'en elav ela terumit v'chula hochu. Dafka v'chula yichel m'naske atzma emesh k'sesrochu v'abay zeh. Good. So he's saying that the case of terumis in the Brais is like the Ramban. That what? That it's where you couldn't get another job and you still can't get another job. Mefush mechab and siv beis, that there will be terumis. So we got to be that proud. He's passing the chumra like the Ramban, not like Taisis. Then the mechab just, he wants to take you all the way. He continues a few lines later, depending which chukunrak you have. Yeah, but he says later, v'husha akshav, he says, enin skaran klal, avem moitim michin eskim b'schirusai, if you are hochu, and now you can find somebody else to do your job, to hire you, ain't lem el terumis. In that case, you'll also have terumis, which is taisis in the rush. See, what he just did was, is he got you on both accounts to chumra. If you ask me, I was maybe both lakula, but he fixes you. He says, no, on this prat, we got to go like the Ramban is terumis, and on this prat, you're going to have to go like taisis that is terumis. Kilo, now we have two reasons for terumis. One terumis is the letdown, and the other terumis, I guess, would be the tircha involved. But you have to know what's going on. What's more shver than the mechaba? Okay, the mechaba knew he has a right. Sorry? The Goyin says it's the end of the Braisa, but if you look, the end of the Braisa doesn't say this. End of the Braisa is talking about Fakert, the other way around, where the Poilim are backing out of Balabais and telling Balabais where to find another Malacha, another Poilim. But our case, we were talking about the Balabais are backing out on the Poilim and telling the Poilim where to get another Balabais that is not anywhere in Shas. It's a Nafkamina, so look in Shas if Cotton Aleph, he starts to handle, maybe the Nafkamina is good. But okay, but the Goyim made the tusha. It's an akhaim, you're coming to a Goyim. But it's the Maisa is the Ramban seemingly doesn't hold that. Right? The Ramban has a chiluk. What's even more shver, which is a pel otzum, is that Rav HaMagid quotes the Ramban on this case, that it was hokul, and you were dropped, and you could find another job. He says that this terumis. He quotes Ramban and Rashba. It's Nishkin Ramban and Nishkin Rashba. Well, Rashba I can't say, because we don't have the Rashba, only from the Shita. Maybe he had another shtickle that's not in the Shita. But the Val, it's Nishkin Ramban, Nishkin Rashba, and it's Faket. Ramban is not Faket. Ramban says, B'chai God, there's no terumis. It's mamish. What's going on? So I would like to suggest the following yisoid. It's a bit mechudish, but I think we can push this. And that is that it's choluk, in the Shitas HaRamban, it's choluk, if I back out before hochu, and I can find another job, there won't be terumis, and if I back out after hochu, there will be terumis. In the same Ramban. And what's the reason? The reason is like this. Numal, we said before, in Svarim Taisis is that Tircha, als Tircha, it's only because you caused me more Tircha. But if you caused me the regular Tircha that I had to do anyway, then no din terumis because of that Tircha. Because that I had to do without you anyway. I hear that that's very geschmack in Toises. If there's no kinyan, there's no hochu, everything's fine. So what did you cause me? Nothing. You didn't cause me any extra Tircha, so there's no terumis. But Vivait, the Ramban holds that hochu is a kinyan. So once I was hokh, once I was konu from you, that schar malacha, that payment for my malacha, I landed this job for you to send me back to the wolves, back to Clifton Street, Clifton Avenue. What you're doing is any tircha is extra tircha. That tircha I don't need. I was already zeich in my malacha from you with my kinyan. So to even cause me to do the regular tircha is extra tircha. Bishlam, when it's low hokho, so I wasn't zeich in any tircha. So you're only donning the tircha I could have gone. That tircha, if you're not, I'm going to do the same tircha I could have gone anyway, I would have to do anyway. So maybe you won't give me any extra tircha. But to the extent I was already hokho and I already have a kinyan on you, and I already was zeich in this without any more tircha, and now you're sending me back to do even the regular tircha. That tircha is extra tircha. So as that extra tircha, I'm going to have a din terumis.
Because
hochu is a kinyan. Once I have a kinyan, I was already zeich in the job. I don't have to do that regular tircha to get the job. I landed the job for whatever amount of tircha I already invested. So now just ask me to do even a mashu tircha is extra tircha. So as that extra tircha, I'm going to have terumis. Means the Ramban learned to push up on the Gemara is that when you backed out, you were in the same position as you were beforehand. Everything is fine. Mameli, he asked in Ria Bagoini, why is there a din terumis? Because there's no extra tircha. It's a standard tircha, just like by Svinu, if there's no extra tircha, there's not going to be a din terumis. So here too, there shouldn't be a din terumis. But once there's going to be a hochu, which is a kinyan, and a chanami, the Rav HaMagid understood in the Ramban, of Adon, now there will be a tircha, there will be terumis because there's extra tircha. By Svinu, there was no extra tircha. And when you go through the sugya with this chavla, whatever, you go through Yishayim, like Teshak points out. Sorry? He brings a right from Svin. I'm telling you, but Svin's case, he understood, was not any extra tircha. The stuff was on the boat, depending which shlav of the Gemara, but the stuff was on the boat. So if the stuff stayed on the boat and the children bought it, there's no extra tircha. And even if the guy took it off, so the Gemara should have said a teretz als this tircha, which is really the shak's kasha, and he says, Yesh li ashev, so I'm not logar from the shak. Again, the Ramban brings a raya from Svina that is no din tarumis when you could still get another job. That's all the Ramban says. Now, I'm telling you that the Ramban understood this Gemara like a normal case that there's no extra tircha, because that's the normal case that there's no extra tircha. Mameli says that just like over there you see when there's no extra tircha, there's no din tarumis. If you're going to want to make a case that there's extra tircha, so the Shach already said that the Gemara could have said the case of extra tircha, the Yesh li ashev. Okay, so you'll have to know why didn't the Gemara could go through each shlav of the Gemara. He could bring a right, because the Namala case, I keep on saying it a third time, the Namala case, when you back out without Hochu, is you're in the same position you were till now. So in the same position you were till now, there's no extra Tircha. Whatever Tircha you're doing now is a Tircha you had to do before. From Mele effect the Ramban, I have a right from the Gemara Sfina that we don't have extra Tircha, there's no Dinta Rumitz.
Before Hochu, the Ramban is going to be more to Rashi when there is extra Tircha.
And a chanami could be, but I'm telling you, the normala case, I have no problem. It means if you're going
to.
If there's going to be, well, the Shach does that. The Shach says that Ramban holds like Taisa that when there's extra tircha, there is terumis, no extra tircha, no terumis. That's the Shach already did. But what.
So why are you saying different than that?
I'm asking that how could the Rav. No one makes an akimim. The Rav HaMagid says this case of the same case that the Ramban was talking about, Pashas, the Rav HaMagid was talking about, and on that the Ramban said there's no din terumis, and the Rav HaMagid said there is a din terumis. The only chilik in the case was holchu. So what I'm telling you is that you can't just stam say, oh, we're making a kim. This is talking about whether you're taking this on the not terka, stam in the veld, because then someone should say that this is with terka or it's not. I'm telling you that the normal case was there is terka, but the terka is the same exact terka that there was beforehand. So, mevela, without hoku, there's no din terumis, because I won't grow you any more terka. Mashakin, with hoku, the kinin shabbat, I was zeicha that I don't have to, I landed the job without any extra terka, so any, even the regular terka is extra terka, and that will be the din terumis. All right, you can argue, I have no problem. In Kain Zechinu Ladin, let's go to the Sefer further. If you hold like the Rosh makes a Pshara, and the Rosh holds Sai Toysis and Sai the Ramban. He holds of Toysis his Vort, of Tzgami, whatever, and he holds the Ramban's Vort that Hoku is a Kinyan. It's going to come out in the Rosh, since he holds that Hoku is a Kinyan, the same shtickle, that till you have Hoku, then you will not have Tarumis, unless you cause extra tircha. But once you're hochu and you have a kinyan, then it's already a cause for tarumis, even without any extra tircha. Just any tircha is extra tircha, and that will be a din tarumis. And the mele, it's a shtickle shvan the Rosh. When the Rosh wants to say, my nafkamina of the Ramban, of hochu is a kinyan. And he says, the nafkamina is when you can't find malacha, now you are hired. So I'll get you for the wage that you hired me for, which is the Ramban's nafkamina. The Rosh could have said more, or another case, that even if you could have had another job, there's a nafkamina with hoku, because till now terumus would only be if you cause me extra malacha, but the regular tircha not. Once you have hoku, since it's a kinyan zeichus, any malacha is extra malacha, so it'll be a nafkamina of terumus. Okay, it's only excess kasha because the Rosh Lamaisa wants to give out a festa nafkamina they have to pay. But Be'etzim, there's going to be a nafkamina in hilchus terumus whether it was hoku or not. If I was right before that maybe the Rosh holds that even with lo hochu, regular, he argues with his diyak and toys of ata, and he holds that there's always a din terumis, and then it's very good why the Rosh said it's nafkamina, because there's no nafkamina. Rosh Taka holds that there's always a din terumis, even without any extra tircha. All right, fine. Let's go to the second shlav. So there's a lot here. The second shlav is that if you were hochu, you have to give schara mushalom. He owes him for the wages that he committed, maybe Pa'albot or whatever it is. What's the reason why he's chayiv to pay his chiris Pa'alam? What's the reason? So Taisis seems to learn that the Pshat in the Gemara is Altsgarmi. And Taisis, the Rishonim, the Mordechai, whatever, the Rosh, a lot of Rishonim learn that's because it's Garmi, because until now, by Hochu, he learned that the Orcha Demosa, once you're Hochu, you can no longer land the job. Memela Kumdai, still now I had the job, and now I lost my chance to profit. So Memela, you are Garmi, that have said. So Memela, you're chayiv Altsgarmi. Fractic size over here in Sif Cotton Bays, and it's Mila Bemila, the same kasha than Hashem Mishpat and Simon Samachal of Sif Cotton Bays, that he is, that what's going on, the Chayri, it's only going to be Mevatu Kisa Shechever. There's a Klal, Yishalmi, it's Yishonim, by bias. If I prevent you from renting out your house, your potter, it's only Groma because it's considered Mevatu Kisa Shechever. So here too, it should only be a Groma, Mevatu Kisa Shechever. So what's going on? How could the Tais and the other Yishonim learn that here it's Altskami? On that, they both shneim nisnabnu shalei b'signa necha, but they both said the same teretz that no adkan do we say that mevato kisa shechaver is pato when it's hakam mevato kisa when it's mevato niske momen. So then we hold he's pato because it's hak only a grama. Mashenkin we mevato him his maisa peula, and he's a person. So yechayev al sheves a new din. It's going to be chayev al tzgarmi the sheves. Sheves doesn't pass by Behemoth, it only passed by Odom, doesn't pass by Kisai of a wallet, it only passed by Odom. So Memela, all of you'd be Potter, but over here, Yazdinim, Mavato Kishakaveri, doesn't pass because you're going to be high about Sheves, and Garmi the Sheves. And they both ask that this child cannot be because we don't have a Din Garmi on the Daladvaram, namely Sheves, we only have a Din Garmi on Nezek. The Pasha of Garmi was only in the Skadish, and the same right from the Torah over there. In the Shins, that we only have a din garmi by Nezek, not on Shevis. In the middle, it's a problem. So the Shamish would bleib shver. Another, so Ksais, Stimus Advarim, doesn't exactly tell you what he's trying to do, but maybe it sounds like the Ksais are trying to say that maybe the Taisis would argue with the Ramah and that Prad and hold that there is garmi and Shevis. Problem is the Tur, Lecher holds of both. All right. Another kasha that the Ksois has is that's very geschmack in the case of Poilim. But what do you do with Chamorim? The Chamorim have a Chamor. There's no Shevis by Behemoth. So what's going on? an eisen akasha. What's going on? This doesn't pass shavs by behemoth. How could the Gemara say that by hochu you're going to be chayiv? And the Rishonim say it's orchid demusa nakas lavdavki. Even without hochu, if you mevato, you're going to be chayiv. What's going on? So on that, the Ksois says, and enachanami pshat in the Gemara is alz the Ramban, alz the Kinyan. You're right. Alz this din of garmi, it's taka not going to work, but it's going to work alz the Kinyan and the Ramban, which namely it sounds like from the Ksois that the Ksois holds that Tosis holds with the Ramban as well. That we get you out Kenyan. Now it's very geschmack. I have no problem if the fact that the Ksais wants to say this pshat by himself, but 100% this is not Tosis pshat. Not because 100% Tosis doesn't hold to the Rambam, we'll get to that shortly, but Tosis says it's urcha de milsa nokat. All the Rishonim, kulum ke'echer amr, it's urcha de milsa nokat. The Ksais is saying that they were toim b'dvar mishn. They read a Gemara, it's talking about chamayrim, and it says urcha de milsa nokat, you don't need hochu. And the Ksais says you do need hochu, because otherwise it's shavet zabema, the yipata. I know what the Ksais is doing. So I would say that maybe Ksais is talking about learning pshat in Tosis. I don't know, he falls off. He may be suggesting his own pshat, maybe to... But in Rishonim it doesn't work. It cannot be pshat in Tosis that it's because of Shevis, because the Shevis doesn't work by Behema, at least according to the Ksais' understanding. Another problem is, of course, is that Tosis doesn't mention Kinyan. So he doesn't mention the Ramban. And yes, the Maram Shif and the Rekivega holds that Tosis also agrees to the Sura of the Ramban of Kinyan. Yes, I understand. But at the same token, there's a Machan Ephraim in Schiris Poelim, Simedalit, who says Lahedya that Tosis doesn't hold the Ramban and is not Moidu to the Ramban's Vod of Hochu is a Kinyan. So if that's the case and it's not going to stem, how do you understand Shevis? Another Eisener problem with this Ksais, yet Tosis holds like the Ramban. We'll get to it 1 second. There's a couple of Machlokes. You're hiring a chamorim. Now, chamorim means a good. So a taxi driver drives with a taxi. So chamorim drives with a chamor. So in there, there's the schiris of the chamor. So if there's a schiris of chamor, there should be a din. There only should be shavis on the chamor. But we'll flesh it out. Give me time. All right. The mice is, as the Olam will see, at the end of the simin, there's a halach in Sif Ches, that if you hire an umin, it's not really hiring, you ask umin to make you something, to custom make you, it's really mechira. You hire a contractor to build you a house. It's not schiris or kablonis. You want to buy that house according to these specifications, and you back out, but mokum that it's a hefset, it's an ice cream cake, and it's going to go into the garbage if you don't buy it. The Rosh says that you chayiv because of garmi. It's a chuvis Rosh, it's brought down in Sif Ches. Zot Rosh. How do I know, such a dava chodesh ad ma'oid, that you could have a chiyav agami b'tiburoi levad, which you'll see that there are many rais that you cannot, and that's what the Rosh is trying to bavon. How do I know in this case you could? There are cases by dayin shato, there are a lot of cases that you cannot. Sorry? So you have to know how that works. Good. Very good. And there's a true Sri Kvega, and there's a lot of raid on this. It's not for now. We're not doing Garmi. But the Rosh says, how do I know you could have B'dibur Levad Achiv Garmi? Is this Gemara? It's a Gemara with Reshis. He says, in Nasechus Omen, it says that when the Balabayas was backs out after they were Hochu Yischaif. So you see that you could have Achiv Alts Garmi. Now, I have no problem if you want to say twice the Holtz and Ramban, but one thing I do know is that the Rosh had a Shitas Roshayim who didn't hold the Ramban. He had the Shitas Tosis who only held the Garmi. Because if you're going to hold of the Ramban, that it's Al Tohu, then you cannot bring a Rai from this Gemara. Maybe this Gemara is because of Hochu. Maybe this Gemara is because of Hochu is the Kinyan. And if you, especially at the Ksais, you not to say Hochu is the Kinyan anyway because of the Behemah Chelik. So that Kabetin to say, no, on that Chelik it's because of Garmi and this Chelik is because of Kinyan. Right. I hear. Very good. Good. Very good. But if you're going to tell me, I have no problem with that. But once you were Hoku, I have no problem that he couldn't learn Pshat in the Ramban. The Pshat in the Gemara, like the Ramban that we're talking about, where you loy motzo poilim and the Zadayin, you can't find Malacha. That has to be talking about where you could find Malacha and you still could find Malacha. Or you can't, and that's the nafkamin of Hoku, maskim. But that, Kazak, that the reason of this Chiv is because of Garmi, maybe the Chiv is because of the Kinyan. You only have a raya that he couldn't learn Pshat and Raman all the way. That's talking about where his loy matzo. But okay, so we'll give you taisis. We're talking about. But maybe the chiv is because of the kinyan. Like the tais taka learns. The tais is trying to suggest this pshar that the gemara taka means also Ramban too. So if it means also Ramban too, maybe it means also Ramban. One second. We know what the case of the Gemara is talking about. Toisha is saying it could have said other cases, very nice. But what the case is talking about is Hoku. Now, let's say I'll take devil's advocate. I hold that you cannot have Garmi B'dibur Levad. And my mail, when I get up to this Toisis, I say it's a joke, this Toisis. No such kash, you can't have Garmi B'dibur Levad. And in the Rosh's kash is a joke, and the Mordechai's kash, every kash is a joke. There's no such thing as Garmi. Then I'll learn the Gemara Hoku's Dafka. And it's Al-Sakini. Right? So the Rosh is trying to shpar. How do I know that Garmi could be B'dibur Levad? It's because this Gemara says Hochu. Now, if this Gemara had a different pshat because of a Kenyan, then he would not have this as a Raya.
The Rosh himself learns like that.
Right, but one sec. I have no problem. Again, what's his hechruch to say? What was it then? Again, you're going around in circles. Mamash, you're going around in circles. I don't hold the Garmi, but I hold that there's no such thing as Garmi by Dibur Levad. There's no such thing. So I think the whole Gemara is only took about a Kenyan. Yeah, we tell what's the reason. Why?
The Rosh holds there is a Kenyan, still learns like the Brisa like Tosfos, right?
I'm telling you, he still learns the Brisa like Tosfos. They're talking about that he could find Malacha and he still could find Malacha. Lafuk in the Ramban, because he holds that there's no Tarumis in the case where you can't find Malacha because there's no Tircha. So the Akocha, he had to learn the Brisa, talking about we could still find Malacha and you could have found Malacha. Mashenka Behoku, you can't find Malacha, and it's Urcha de Milsa Nakad. Adkan Dvarav Hakadoshim. That is a given. But why are you Chayiv when you can no longer find Malacha? Why if a Kaya Kazahoku? So I can tell you the reason why Kaya Kazahoku is because of the Kenyan. Not because of Garmi, because of the Kenyan. And it's not me, the Ksois says. The Ksois plugs in that Ksois also learned that Pshat in the Braisa, and the Rosh also learned Pshat in the Braisa that Hoku is a Kenyan because that's the case of Chamar, because it doesn't pass Shevitz, and there's no Garmi the Shevitz, so it has to be out Kenyan. So Ksois plugged in that the Pshat in the Braisa is Hoku is a Kenyan. That's how he learned out the Braisa. So where do you have a right at this Garmi?
Why is only Shevitz
the Ksois? Sorry? Without the Ksois, it's not Shver, because that's not Shver, because Kiyadua, that as you're going to see even later on in this very simen, that the Chuvis Arash and the Chedushi Arash don't exactly always stem, and they are stiris. And in fact, you look that the Torah holds that the Chedushim were written after the Chuvis, whatever, and that's why he changes the Chuva conveniently at the end of the simen, b'shem the Chuvis Arash. Correct. And when you find me that the Rosh says anywhere in Shuvah says about Kochus again, and let me know. Tavali doesn't say it. And he said that this is Alts Garmi. Memela. Avada later on, I have no problem that he was Chosen. But how could the Rosh bring a Raif in this Gemara if he held that even in Tosis is Garmi, you have to come on to Ramban's Kinnin? Means that the Tosis is Svarah Garmi cannot stand by itself. It needs to come on to Kinnin going to the Ksais. So what's going on? So what's his right? Maybe Saka only has a Kinnin. All right. Another cheshbin, running out of time. Another cheshbin is, look at Rabbi Kivega on Omen Aleph. Rabbi Kivega has an interesting cheshbin that the Rabbanon to pshat in Tosfos and Daf Yud, that the Rabbanon argues Rabbi Doisa and holds that Hochu is not a Kenyan, and that's what he argues in Rabbi Doisa. And the ratio of the Brice is going sign the Rabbanon, sign Rabbi Doisa, and the only argument in Sefer when it was his Chilu B'Malacha. So just in other words, he understood that pshat in the ratio of the braisa of the Rabbonans, Hochu is not a Kenyan, and he still understood very well the case, and that's how he touched Tosfos and Daf Yud, and he understood very well why over here, Hochu, you're going to be Chayef. Now, if you learn pshat in the Ksois, it's only because it's a Kenyan, then it doesn't work, because the Tosfos himself, Rabbonan can't hold the Kenyan, doesn't hold the Kenyan, and still has the ratio of the braisa. So it doesn't stem with the Ksois' understanding. All right. The Maase is, if you look in the Machaneh Ephraim and Gzeil Yud Aleph, like the Eilam pointed out, he also learns that it's Alt Shevis, And just like the Ksois in the Sham Mishbot, what to do with Chamorim? He's also bothered by that. And he comes up with a Chiddush Din that you should know, Chamorim with a Chamor is not Shevis to Behema. When I hire a Behema, I'm going to Hefsan and Behema, that's fine. But if I hire a taxi driver, like you said, if I hire a guy to transport stuff, Avadi, he needs to do it with his Behema and his wagon. But I'm not hiring the Behema and the wagon. I'm only hiring the guy. And how he's going to do it? He'll do it with the Behema and the wagon. I'm the Machna Ephraim. Yeah, I'm going to get to it. Okay, so it comes out, and he says, just like an Umin, you hire an Umin to fix something, you need the screwdriver to fix, so you're renting the screwdriver too. You're hiring the guy to fix, and he's going to use the screwdriver, all his tools, whatever it takes to fix. The man says, that's very geschmack, what's proud over here? The mice, it's very good, but it's not going to fly with the Olam over here, because the Olam learned to know. And it's a fush halacha and a nofaket. Over there, there's a Chumah Zedet and Chinyin Ches that says when I hire a taxi driver and he has a chamor, and we reckon klapi his chelik, there's no ono, and klapi the chelik of behemah, there is ono, because it's two different dinim. That's his machalik between the two. And some fush halacha over there, Rambam Paschal's like the Chumah Zedet, and it's not like the Machna Ephraim. We don't even need Lachman Rikah just to tell me the Chumam here, but Be'etzim, just look over here. I don't know who wrote this, I'm not sure if it's Yedder Rambam, they have Kolam, but whoever wrote this in the Shulchan Aruch says that what's the case, V'chein Chamor, Shehizke Chamor Lohavi Masoy. He said that the person was a Toya, but it's gedrukt for hundreds of years around in the Shulchan Aruch, that the case of Chamor, he calls it Shehizke Chamor Lohavi Masoy. We're talking about the Schiris on the Chamor, not the Schiris on him, it's talking about the Schiris on the Chamor. And nevertheless, they add in that you're going to be Chayef. So it doesn't work if there's no Shevis by Behema. Sorry? It's a Vav? With a Vav. Shehizke Chamor Lohavi Masoy. All right. And I use two shell to a regular woman with a keli. It's really not for now, but in Hilchus Mesadrin, it's a fusha machaba that is a chilik between a chamor with his chamor and a woman with his caliph. It's two different dina. A woman with his caliph, it's a part of the woman, and you have to leave him with Mesadrin his amount of caliph. Mashenkein a chamar with his chamor, you take away his chamor because it's not considered his kalim to do his malacha, it's faket. The asset, the chamor, causes revak, and he has no right to keep that asset if he owes somebody money. In Hilchus Mesad, you can look up in Sadi Zayin Sifchav Gimel. All right. And just as a Makkah Bepatish, the Machna Ephraim himself is Seisim Mishnas, and Machna Ephraim himself in Schiris Chav spars from this Gemara again. He has the same problem. What are you going to do to No Shavis Behema? And he spars from here as a raya. That when you don't pay for Nezek, you are Chai for Shevis on Behema. The only time you don't Chai for Shevis Behema when you're paying Nezek. But without Nezek, you will be Chai for Shevis Behema. And my man, that's how you learn Chat in the Gemara, because you be Chai for Shevis Behema. Now, we don't paskin like this, or at least many Achronim don't paskin like this set of Rishonim. So it's going to be Shreb. But if the Mark Ephraim himself has a stira, if he dances a Chamar with a Chamar as two separate things or as one thing. All right. The Maisa is. The vowel, we have a problem here. What pshat in Tosis and Yisrishadim that we're learning as Gami? Can you do the Nesivitz comes up with his blitz, chiddish? They're really the dinas as Dova Ovid. And Tosis means Gami on the Dova Ovid. And the Divrei Goinim, I think it's Kuvdal Sefietes, really doesn't appreciate this. Nesivitz's Hamasa and blitz. And how do you know that we'll make a Gami on Dova Ovid? But even so, Yesh Ladin, if it's also Din Dava Ovid, could be Dava Ovid is only by Schiris Poyalim. But if we come to Schiris Behema, or Schiris Karka, or Schiris Medalton, other forms of Schiris, I don't know if they made a Takona called the Dava Ovid, which we'll hopefully see later on if we have time. And Memela will be the same Kasha Shver on the Ksais, will be the Kasha on the Nesivis, then how you Chayiv over here on the Behema's Chelet, there's no Din Dava Ovid by Behema. In Gan Shas, it's only mentioned this Din Dava Ovid by Schiris Poyalim. So Memela, you can't have a Germi on the Dava Ovid. It on the Schiris Behema Chelek. Alright, what Lani is died to, I think, this is the Emes of Pshat and Taisis, it fits the best in Taisis, it's already a Machlokes Kaduma, is the Pepula Charift over here already asked the Kasha, the Zayda from the Ksais, already asked the Kasha, Kvar Kodmoy, and he asked, what's the Chelek between here and the case of Schiris Batim, which is Shainim said there, it's Mevato Kisa Shechaveroi, and Pepula Charift says a beautiful Hagdorah, and he says, how can we say Mevato Kisa Shechaveroi when the Revach that you're being Menea, that you're being Mafsid, is not Borer. It's not a Vada that you're going to get that Rev. A Vada, my house is for rent, but you're for sure going to get.
You show me that Migdam,
Okay, good. It's a child had to learn up. Yeah, I understand. And Mukhi Yisrael learns up differently. All right, fine. But the Pupulcha Rida says here, since it's a Revach Borer, everyone is hired for Poilim. They go out to hang out in Clifton. They Zicha get hired that day. So it's a Revach Borer. So there you are, Chayfim Vatakisha Chavei, Mashenkim, Beskir's Batim, Lav Dafka, Vatat's up for rent, but Lav Dafka, you can have find somebody today to rent it out. So Mamela, you're going to be potter on Vatakisha Chavei. It's a chilik. That means, just to understand it, because people made this mistake. Snapshot that because in Klal of Garmi you have to have a Hezek or Bari. This is Bari, that's not Bari. I don't believe that's Prat. Prat is that Masas Ben Yomin already says the exact same word. The Chuvus Masas Ben Yomin, I think it's the end of Simuchov Ches. Yeah, and he says over there the same thing. He says when it's a Revach Borer, that's a Zichah going to come, so it's Kemand Monach B'Kizadam, it's already here. Some of that Kizh Chavei to come, to be had. It's not profit that I would like to make. It's as if it's already here. So now, just like if you mazik might think that I already own Yechayev, so I mazik this revach that's a sure, it's a shuin, it's a sure revach, so it's also, it's already here, so you're going to be chayev. And that's Prat in Toisis. You're going to be chayev for Garmi because this revach is a revach bar, it's already here. Batsim Machna Freiming Zayla Simon Yud Aleph, this also suggests that maybe that's Prat in Toisis. And Machna Freim says the same thing in Ribbis Mem Aleph, the same Yisoy, that but we don't say Mavatakisha Chaver when the revach is bar. And the Nefesh Chai over here, God says it in Toises. That's Prat, just like the Pupul Charif, that a Prat in Toises is, because when it's a Revach Borer, you're going to be Chai, for thee, you don't have the din of Mavata Kisa Shechaverik. And God brings you Yishalmi with the Pnei Moshe. All right. Sorry? No, it's a Rosh Faket, Shpais from Nisga Mori, that you have a Chiv al Zima. Faket. Even though it's a Diva. Faket, and a Rekivego. Right, and Rekiv Ega wants to know why some Dibra is not. You'll see Mir Tashem when you get to Sef Ches. Hopefully you see your choose Rekiv Ega. But, all right. But at the end of the day, what falls at the seemingly the best Teretz in Taisis, besides the one that makes the most sense, but the best in the Dvorov of Taisis, now it's Dvorov and now it's Shevis, Stam, now it's Garmi, like Taisis says, is because B'chai Gavna, the Rishonim hold that you are Chai for Garmi. All right. That sheet is Taisis. When it comes to the Ramban argues with Taisis, or at least another chiddush and holds that the chiyuv al tzolchu is because of the kinyan. That's why you're chayv al tzolchu. So it's the kinyan. But he's moided to Taisa that even without hoku, if they were hefsidun, that now they lost their opportunity to profit, till then they could have found another job, and now they can. Over there he says, you're chayv because of dovah ha'ovid. And they even like sue somebody showing him that because just like Dova Ovid, the other way around, that the poilim are chayv to the Baal Abayis for Dova Ovid, so to the Baal Abayis will be chayv for the poilim for Dova Ovid, the same din. This din of Dova Ovid by his chayv poilim is mechayv that the Baal Abayis tugazak to the poilim, he's going to give them malacha, and he's mastered them by backing out, he's going to be chayv for Dova Ovid. The Ramban did not say because of Garmi, he said because of Dova Ovid. And it's a very good reason because the Ramban in Kunshus de Garmi argues with this din and holds that even when the Revach is a Revach Borer, he's still going to be Poto on Garmi. Just as Araya Ladova, he says, if you make a Tomin Lefnei Eish, over there the Ramban says that even though you're being Mafsid the Balachefitz, that he now will not be able to be Mon, the Mazik, for his Eish, for his Echiyiv, you're going to Pata that Mazik from Echiyiv Eish, because it's Tomon. The Ramban says you're Poto because it lies like Mevato Kis Shechaveri, it's only a Menias Revach. Now if you learn, like these Rishonim, when it's a Hezek Bari, it's coming, it's for sure here, you're going to be Chayiv over here, it's for sure coming. I mean, if you went to Matman, you would either have your item or have the Chiv of the Mazik to pay you for the item, and you just mastered that. But I said to Ramban Hoza, even when it's a Revach Bari, you're going to be Potter. It's a Dvar Maruchim, it's really a Machlekes Kedumah, it's Shach, it's Mashal, it's the Yalef, I believe it is, whatever, I'm not going to get into it, it's not for now. But yes, the Ramban learns here because it's Dava of it and not because of Garmi. When you get to the Mechaber brings down this halacha, and he says that avam hoyim niskarim emesh v'achshav enim niskarim klal hareiz de kedava oved lahem. So the Sma learns up shot is because of Garmi. But the Rekiv Ega and the Ksois both jump on the Sma that it's not because of Garmi, it's because of Dava Oved of the Ramban. Means you see that this machlokes is this dynamic, whether it's Azgarmi or Dov Ovid, it's already in the poiskim. The Maisa had a say Pshat in the Mechab, and Poshi Pshat, the Mechab is Loshin, Kedav Ovid Lehem, it obviously stems with the Ramban, not like the other Rishonim. You can't Shbar, and this is a very important Nakuda, you cannot Shbar from here that the Mechab argues with Toysis. and doesn't hold of the Chiyuv Garmi, and that is because the Chiyuv Adava Ovid is a little wider and more braided than the Chiyuv Garmi. The Rav Vega says that the Chiyuv Garmi will be Huzal HaMalacha. He could still find, but the going rate went down. And Kivegesh makes a chiluk between the two, that as Garmi you will not be chayiv, but as Dov Ovid you will be chayiv. So you could say the reason why the Mechaba Chabdon the Din of Dov Ovid, because he wants to be shoyl of that case as well, that is a chiv, even as the Huzal Shavoy. So that's why it could be chapped on the Dov Ovid. When here it's not a rai, maybe you have a rai from other places, but from here you won't have a rai that he doesn't hold, just he holds the Tzvar of Dov Ovid as well. Fine. Lemaisa is, so the reason why you're chayev, when you're a goyim hesed, is for two reasons. Either as Gamir of the Rishonim, or as Dov HaOvid of the Ramban. Comes along the Ksois with a blitz chiddush in Sifkot and Beis. He quotes a truvis from Rami Rambberg that holds that him being mafsid poyalim, even by menias harevach, is going to blibe like mevato kisesh hachavera, and you're going to be pota. Ramela feared to Ksois, he ends off, and Kivin to Das Maram de Pata, near the Mesfek, along Mafkinum, Mamoini, because I Kimli, that I hold like the Chuvis Maram in Rattenberg, that you're going to be Pata, not like the Shulchan Aruch, and not like Tois, and not like the Ramban. As I Zog to Ksois, Nani is Daiti, this Ksois is a Pelad Ma'id, Kiyadua to Kakal, you cannot say Kimli Kedas Yochid, the Maram is a Das Yochid, all the Rishonim argued with this Maram and hold B'chai Gavni Echayim, just to mention a few, I give you a list, the Tois of the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rosh, the Miri, the Turnabok Yosef, and there are actually more than that, who all hold B'chai Gavni, you're going to be Chayim. So you cannot say Kimli Kedas Yochid of Naram. And Grad the Baksham, I found that the Tila Ladavid over here, Kufmem Dalit, says that you cannot say Kimli like the Maram, not like the Ksais. For this reason, because the argument with all the Rishonim. Okay, fine. That what? It holds like the Maram. If you have two Rishonim, then it's a little better. Only thing is, if another reason it's going to be Shver, is because you have the Psak of the Machabo, and it's not Pasha that you can say Kimli against the Psak of Machabo if the Machabo knew. Maybe because he had the Machabo didn't know the other sheet. Okay, you have to know. But it's a tumim. Sorry? Right, Mechaba and Ramah. Ramah doesn't argue. So the Balai Shulchan Aruch seemingly hold Yechayev. And you shouldn't say Kimli like the Maram argues. But to make things worse, let's just call this way as paid, is even the Maram is Nishke Maram. The Ksais himself in Sifkan Gimel brings a Jewish Maram Faket, holds like Taisis. So you say Kimli like the Maram. Which Maram? There's a mysterious Maram. So how do you know what you're doing here? You're going to go like the Maram, and he talk about Shah. At the end of Sifkan Gimel, he blights Shah. Masha Kedatsa Taisis Tzorachin. What are you going to do? I Maram before said Faket. Anis Daita holds there's no stius Maram anyway. The Ksois quoted, I think the Maram is Pashi holds like Taisis, and it's Mavu in the Chuba that he quotes. Other Chuba Maram is Machesh, Tikal like Taisis as well. Where is it coming from, the Ksois Teshpa, that the Maram doesn't hold the Taisis? The Lashon Maram is like this. One second. Shekhanim Basket, if you're like that, I mean in Sekhalin Amavid. He doesn't quote to Maram's Lashon. Very nice. Very geschmack. Okay. Well, maybe before. Yeah. Oh, here, one second. Very good. Oh. Then, how did Danin and Dingai Haim Bemokish and Mats Chavea de Gromota? Bemokish and Yochel Arvik, Vergoim Log Marasa, Shinu Marvik Potter, Kidisnan, of course, Mishnah, Kidisnan, I say, because Umnin Vitu Zazer, in Alem Ella Tarumis. Now, very nice geschmack of Shat that the Ksais learned into the Maram. But Kipshuta, the Maram never meant Ayin Vav Amibes. He said the Mishnah of Ayin Hay Amibes. Kipshuta meant the first teretz of the Gemara, which is Kipshuta what Hitu Ze'ezeh is, not Chazru, like the Gemara had to say in Amibes. If he meant our Gemara Zekimta, he should have said it's Chazru. Or better yet, if he meant our case, why bring the Mishnah, which you could tie different ways? You should bring a Gemara as Brisa, which has Lahed Yechazru, and tie it up Lahed that Yechayiv. What do you need this for? And Lamayim means the first teretz of the Gemara, which the Elam didn't see yet, but one of the cases as an example is, I told the Shliach to hire somebody for four, and he went and he hired the poilim for three, and he was menair from the poilim that fourth dollar, and they could have had the opportunity, the case of Gemara was, that they could have had opportunity to even maybe be mavir dalid, because some yesh in the skarm begin, yesh in the skarm be dalid. The chai gavna state in the Gemara, then you only have the rumors, why aren't you chai for garmi? So to Maram, you have a full shiraya that you're not chai for menir sarevak. The fact that they could have gone somewhere else for, That's not a revach border over there. It's yeshin is gone, begim, yeshin is gone, bedalad. It's potluck. You may or may not. 50-50. So if that's the case, there's no revach border over there. So avada is only manisa revach mevatel kisa. What we're talking about over here is mevatel the entire malacha. You kept them holding till they lost the opportunity to profit at all. So b'chaygav navadi gin b'chayv al tzgarming log tashitas balei toises, because the revach was borrowed, navadi gin b'chayv al tzgarming. But oifin that at the end of the day, nishno that is a steers man, there needs no meram that like that says, there's no, at least the lechav is no rai from the meram like says, so you could say a zikha like what I'm saying in the meram, and mamela avad, you cannot say kimli like the meram. Yeah, I have no problem. Yeah, that a lot. You should know the Mordechai brings many marams all over that are all like Tosis and the other Rishonim, not like to say suggest that over here you're going to be Potter. All right, this just theorize with Gebait on this Lamdas. Like I said before, is the whole machlokes over here Dava Avid or this Chiv? What's a Chiv of Dava Avid or what's a Chiv here? Zgami. And the Gava of Gufa is a Shaili, is it because of Takono, is it because of Umdeno, the Ritva because of Arvis, is it the Mordechai, is the Machan of Frank, because it was command that he was Makabal to be Chai for Grama, whatever the Cheshbainas are, this is all by Schir's Poelim. What would be by Schir's Batim, Schir's Behemoth, Schir's Metaltim, what would be then? Would it be the same Lam, the same Dinim? In Shin Yud Beis, the Machabit says over there that you're supposed to notify, sorry?
Without a Kinyan.
I tell you I'm going to rent your house. And then I changed my mind, and now you lost the opportunity to rent it out to somebody else. I'm taking to rent your animal, and I'm going to rent the way I'm booking this wedding gown for the chas, and then they back out. I don't need it now because that she already turned away somebody else who would have rented it. In what case?
So I'll sell you my house for $300,000.
Well, you have to know where the hefset is, and what? The price went down? The price went down in Kivega holds, it's not going to be altogether. Right, you have to know.
Nothing happened.
So, yes, I have to know what is Dibra gonna to if anything by other things. The Baisa it's only brought down over here. Over there in Shin Yud Beis is Alokha that he's supposed to notify about the Baisa 30 days in advance before you leave. If you fail to notify him, the Alokha is you're not allowed to leave. And Pashtus is assuming Pshatna Machavis, and if you do leave, you're gonna be chayef to pay at least for those 30 days till he finds somebody else. And God is a halacha over there also in the Siv, that's Siv Zayin. So if your Dalit is another halacha, similar halacha, that if it's a minig, that at Rosh Hashanah every year was a time that everyone rents out their houses, and you rented it for a year from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and you stayed on Vaita, past Rosh Hashanah, so the assumption is, the understanding is, you're going to stay on for the next year, and after a month you decide to back out, and you leave it empty, you're going to be chayiv for the entire year. You cannot back out.
On the first day. That's
sorry?
That's
what's the kinyan? Okay, so the mice is, I never told you that I'm going to stay for the next year. It was just the understanding and the assumption that you have that I can stay the next year. But maybe, I thought...
I didn't say that. We never had a relationship there, but it's not the assumption.
No, it is the assumption. I have no problem. It is the assumption, but Bididi, I never made... I knew all along, let's say, I was moving in a month's time. I already got the shtetl somewhere else, I'm moving in a month. But I never told you, so the assumption... Sorry? Why? If Lamaisa, I was going you a hefset. The assumption what you did, by you living there, the Balabais read correctly. That was the proper assumption to make, was that you're staying on. So.
It's not about Gamir, but it's about Heskim. It's Kenyan.
I never made a Heskim, I'm staying on to the next year. And the case of the notifying the 30 days is Zikha that the Kenyan is not Nimshak because of the Balabais needs to move in. Ah, halakha, I ran not get into it. But Zikha that the Kenyan is not Nimshak.
Stay on another year, so
that's
the first
year's off. Correct, that's the first year's off, but there's no kidding. The mice is, let me just realize, I'm running out of time. The Shah Mishpat asked the Kash over there, and Itaka is matchik, and he says, Enochanami, both of Sifim over there holds that Itaka natchayv. It only means that it's groma, and he's not allowed to do it, and Mishamtinile if you do it, but because even Vatu Kishukhaver is also to do Lakakila, but Avada, once you do it, you're gonna be potter. But the truth is a Rosh that's coming from is Mashman Faket. The truth is a Rosh is Mashman, is Maskim to the Shoyal. The Vigodin points is out that Ravad, you're going to be Chayiv. So Kashi, what to do over there? The Nachlet Tzvi over there answers Alpidis Lomdis. If you hold the Papulu Charifta, then when it's a Revach Borer, you're going to be Chayiv Azgarmi. So he says, for Sifya Dalit over there, you could answer that it's a Revach Borer, and maybe you're going to be Chayiv Azgarmi. Sif Zayin, you still blay share, because Sif Zayin, there's no Revach Borer. It's not a Revach that you're going to Zikha find somebody had I notified you. It's not a Revach Borer. So Mamela, he says, Sif Zayin, but for Siv Yadalit, he could say, if you learn like the Papilla Karifta, it will be good because they're Revach Bara. What I want to bring out is what seemingly is both the Shamishpat and the Naklat Tzvi didn't have this new din Hadavah of it playing a role over there. He only understood, the Shamishpat didn't understand anything, and the Naklat Tzvi said it would be the Papul Charift is when it's a Revak Bara, then we'll get you for Garmi. What happened to Dava of it? But he says they don't hold a Dava of it. Now, if you're going to say the Dava of it is a Takana, so you can say, no, they made a takana only by Eskiyus Parlam, b'masha amru, b'masha tiknu tiknu, and over there they never made a takana. We'll come out of Chiddush then, that this din dava of it, haka doesn't apply over there. And I saw the different guy in Taka says that, the Shara Mishpat, that he holds that the din of dava of it is only a takana by Eskiyus Parlam, not by anywhere else. If you learn like the Ritva, Svara, that it's Arvi, so you learn the Svara, it's Umdana, then it's very shver. I mean, it's not a Din Miyuchid over here, it's an Umdana, or it's a Din Arev, which Taka Luchay is the Kalat Tarikul, which have this Din Arvis. So, Avazai, then over there also, we should have Din Arvis, the Arvis, you should be Chayef. So, what are they asking on the Mechaba? What to do? Why you chayev? Let's say you chayev because of Ritva. Now I know that it's coming from a Chubis or a Rosh, and the Rosh God that doesn't hold the Ritva, Pashas, because Rosh on Ayin Gimel argues with the Ritva. But in the Makabo, and he isn't Kash in the Makabo, Makabo is very Gishmak. Makabo was here says Dava Ovid. Maybe over there, Pshat would be as Dava Ovid. What's the problem? Maybe Dava Ovid would be as this din of the Ritva. Okay, so you're going to have to say over there maybe it's better because as the Rigonim says it's maybe over there also he doesn't pass the Din Dovah like many were trying to suggest, others were trying to suggest that if you weren't Mavtich Beferish, even if it's not understanding and you had the right to assume so, but this new Din, to have this Umdin, or have this new Din of it's like an Arvis, to be Chayiv, is only if you Mamish Mavtichim Beferish, the Lashon Dvo, if you Mavtichim. But if you're not Mavtichim, even though he had a right to assume so, you wouldn't be Chayiv for this Umdin. Right, you could say that, and maybe that would be the Pshat. Sorry? Okay, you have to know how much of Tachi you need. Good. What I want to bring out is a different shot. I want to bring out, if you look, there's a Chubitz Chassam Soifa in Simon Kuf Ayin Chaz. He says a Dovah Chodesh, that the whole Ritva Zumdana or Arvis is only, like it's a play on place, it's only if it's a Revach Borer. When it's a Revach Borer and I commit to you, then I'm Mechayiv myself out to Arvis. But he said the Mavata Kishu Chaveri of the Yisham is also talking about a case where you hired the guy, you told the guy to do a job for you, to buy something from you, and for you, and nevertheless it says Mavata Kishu Chaveri is part of. Why? So he said, because there wasn't a Revach Borer. And the whole Ritva Din is only by a Revach Borer. I'm a Melo. The Chinu L'Din, that the Ritva, even though it's a different time, but basically it's the same halach of Toysis, the same. That you need a Revach Borer to be Chayef. For Garmi, you only Chayef for Revach Borer, and for this new din of the Ritva, you only Chayef for Revach Borer. And Mamel over there by Schir's Batim, which Gevenlach is not a Revach Borer, like the Pepulucha Rifta says, it's Takim of Atokizu Shechaver, like the Rishonim say, Mamel, Takim Nechanami, you're going to be Potter. Means the Ritva Svara of the Ritva, that Svara of Arvis, is not going to pass over there for the same reason Taisva doesn't pass, because it's not Borer, says Mavatokizu Shechaver. For the record, the Mishpat Shalom in Kuf Ayin Vav, Sif Yadalit, answers the Shah Mishpat's Kashim. He has the Kashim himself. And bring down, I don't think he brought down the Shah Mishpat, but he answers the Kashim himself because of the Ritva. Apparently, he didn't hold this Chassam Saif, he went further. And he holds that Nechanami, this din would apply by Schir's Batim as well. And the Erech Shai and Shunya Beis even goes further. He answers the Chamish Kacha with the Ritva, and he even answers the Chamish Kacha with the Rani, he answers the Chamish Kacha also as the Takona. He holds that the Takona does pass by Schir's Batim. At the end of the day, it's a little mavuka, but seemingly the Shar Mishpat and Naklat Tzvi did not have this din Dovahovit by Schir's Batim. Maybe because it wasn't Borer, or maybe because Bechalal this Takona wasn't said anywhere else other than Schir's Payalim. And the Mishpat Shalom and the Erech Shai did have it by Schir's Batim, the Ritva, and the Erech Shai even had the Takona of Dov Ovid by Schir's Batim. And that's a major enough community lalaka, because we have these Maizim Bechayim, but other things, renting cars, and every time you write your name on the board and you're reserving a seat to the ride to New York, and $5, and then you back out. And because of that. I don't know. And you be mafsed him, or you hire, you know, there are a lot of cases other in the world other than Schir's Poyim. There's Schir's Batim, Schir's Metaltel, Schir's Beim. I mean, there's a lot of cases. All these cases, you have to know, do these halakas of Dov Ovid and Takono or Garmi apply, and the Pashits are going to be a Machlokes Achronim.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.